Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We covered motivation. Now I come to the second part of it, about your careers, about your daily work, 6,000. So, first of all, motivation industry is bogus. It does not work. You don't need to be motivated. You just need to unleash yourself as you are onto the world and take it forward. Your joy day to day is more important than any bank balance you'll ever have, any relationship you'll ever have with anyone, ever. That's number one. Number two, in this one, what societal structures are you trying to confine or contract yourself with respect to expectation? Big one, especially in India, isn't it? All Eastern cultures are very confining. They don't encourage individuality. They encourage compliance. That's why we tend to make more slaves than masters or leaders. This is not about compliance. You don't need to comply to anything. In this case, we are talking about your immediate family, your parents, your father, your mother, your sisters, brothers, friends, neighborhoods. Because these kind of societies, especially here, Eastern societies of the world, they tend to be discouraging individualistic nature in the name of compliance to the society. You have to be more like the collective, not like an individual. Western societies are just the opposite. They are battling in the form of this. There's too much individualization and less of collective. It's different. Just different energies. Nothing good or bad or wrong or right about it. So, talking of daily getting up, if your chart says something, if you come to me for consult and I tell you your chart is saying you should do this, 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 this as your career, that's going to make you happy. Now, if you come and ask me the question, is it going to make me money? I don't know. Do you care that much about money? Then go and find something. Cheat and lie your way through it and try to make money. Good luck with your life. Good luck with motivation. Because it's not going to make you happy. Your guiding criteria should be what determines. What is my success criteria? Do I want to get up every single morning happy, alive, bursting with creativity, thinking of new ways to do things which is going to make me happy above what the society wants? Above and beyond what the others around me want. We're talking about family and friends. I don't care what my parents want. I want this because they don't understand me. It doesn't mean I'm going to confine myself into their structure. You see what I'm saying? This is very important because people determine these things unconsciously or subconsciously because of all the programming that goes on. Think about this for today. Think about how much you're confining yourself to meet your societal structures. That's number two.